Hi, Joel.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I guess quickly to start, any update on Cale Fleury? Do you expect him back maybe next
No,
week or?
he was talked to him today. He's feeling good. We still got some box of checks in some ways, obviously. But just to have him there on the ice at that level, like I said, when he first got hurt, we were pretty excited. So let's see how it goes in the next couple of days.
And obviously, you mentioned Alex and being proud for him and being in the NHL. What was your reaction to seeing him play his first regular season game last night?
I'd say I'm not less proud. I'm very proud of him. He did well. I like him a lot as a person, as a competitor, as a hockey player. And we've talked about it as a team today and the way that what he did, and we're proud of him.
Thank you, Jared. And the next question would go with Chris from the IHL report. Chris, you're up.
Yeah, good morning, Joel.
Yes, good morning.
So I just want to pick up on Alex Belzile. What type of player does Alex Belzile need to be to have success in the NHL?
Just who he is. He's a competitor, a guy that really strong and detailed to bring, good habits on the ice that makes the right decision with the puck, which he did last night a couple of times, and just keep going, just being who he is, and explore that side of his game for the NHL. So we're very proud of him, obviously, here. I think the organization's a guy that is a great example for our young guys of determination and setting his high to be the best hockey player he can, and adapting and evolving. This guy's evolved so much since he first came with us, and he was open-minded about it. So it's just being the best version of himself, and being the competitor that he is.
And now you're heading into a stretch where you're playing Toronto 5 times in 7 days. If my count was correct, you have 12 forwards available to you right now. How will that change, like in terms of the preparation of the game, how you manage the bench, and in between games, like how does that change being
Yeah,
so limited?
it's always an adaptation for a coach, no matter what, when you get injury. But obviously now, remember we were talking at the beginning, 34 player, 35. Now we're down to the cusp, like it's right fair there. And very proud of the guy, the way to manage. We've overworked some guys, obviously, and missing some top six forwards, like in bunches. But there are no excuses into our game. I didn't mind. I really like the loss in overtime, but I didn't mind the game last game in a way that, some guys got exposed a little bit, but we muscled back and we have to put that behind and go forward. But those are the guy I have. I'm an AHL coach and I like them and we're gonna push them.
And does that will you be forced to use all four lines, so basically all four 12 forwards because of the number of games that are being played in such a short period?
Sure. I'm gonna go one day at a time, my friend. I don't plan too much ahead. It's the AHL. I don't have plan on that one.
Okay,
Depends
thank
how
you.
we depends how we go.